Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2232, recorded on Thursday the 27th of July 2023. James McGarry is here with me and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters and a feature, the regular local history article from Richard Matthews, who this month tells us about Jeremiah Coleman. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, Information Desk and the second feature about a Broad's boatyard marking 100 years of business. Now, let's begin with our first batch of news stories, which include how Lotus Cars is to cut up to 200 jobs, the mystery of the use of a defibrillator which has been missing, and a local lady hits a century.
Lotus Cars is cutting up to 200 jobs as part of a workforce restructure. The Norfolk-based firm made a loss of £145.1 million before tax in 2022 versus a deficit of £86.6 million the year prior. As a result, Lotus has announced that it will be cutting back its workforce to ensure that the right organisational structure is in place. This is vital to ensuring the organisation is leaner and more competitive long term. It has not yet been specified where the job cuts will take place, but Lotus is reported to have around 1,500 employees. Lotus added that it will continue to concentrate efforts on the production of the Emira sports car and the Evija hypercar, with 2023 set to be a record year for vehicle production.
An historic hotel in Norwich has launched a brand new menu and retained a highly respectable industry award. The Maidshead Hotel, located in Tombland, passed an inspection by an AA inspector with flying colours following an anonymous visit. Retaining its four-star silver award for the fifth year, the hotel also kept hold of its two AA rosettes for the Wine Press restaurant for the seventh year running. The inspector dined from the new summer à la carte menu, which head chef Oliver Sanders recently launched. Additions to the new summer menu include starters such as hand-dived scallops, roe beurre blanc and tomato fondue. Diners can also enjoy a wild mushroom duxelle tart with truffled spinach and dashi hollandaise.
Seats at an open-air theatre in the city centre have been ripped from their hinges and smashed up by vandals. Castle Garden's Whiffler Theatre has seen the large planks of wood which make up its benches torn out, with the obs also tagging the surrounding bricks. It comes after city police increased patrols in the area after persistent reports of anti-social behaviour and drug offences in the dry moat of Norwich Castle. Since vandals struck, the seating area has been fenced off while officials deal with the damage. It comes after the fine city saw a 10% rise in antisocial behaviour over the past year, with councillors blaming a lack of opportunities for young people. In the area around the castle, nine crimes were reported during April, prompting city folk to ask police to focus on the issue, with the majority of crimes being drug offences. The Whiffler Theatre was built by the Evening News and donated to the city in 1982 to mark the newspaper's 100th year. The City Council had previously said that work to rejuvenate the theatre is planned and likely to coincide with the conclusion of repairs to the castle keep.
Charity bosses have expressed their frustration after a missing defibrillator was used. defibrillator charity Heart to Heart has been hunting for its missing equipment since last month when it went missing from Mousehold Hub of Silver Road in NR3. But now charity bosses say the device's tracker alerted them to a potential use on June the 22nd, with emergency services and those involved in the incident saying they did not use it. The defibrillator's box has now been deactivated, so ambulance crews will know it is not in use. It's been missing a month now, so we really need to find out where it is and get it back to where it belongs.
A glass of Baileys a day is the secret to a long life. At least that has been the case for a centenarian from Norwich. Madge Baldock of Mary Chapman Care Home in Thorpe, St Andrew, celebrated her 100th birthday with several of her loved ones, including relatives flying in from Canada. Pupils from a local primary school also paid her a visit at her birthday party and brought with them a handmade card. And that wasn't the only one she received. A special card from King Charles landed on the doorstep on the morning of her big day. Born in Great Yarmouth in 1923, she worked alongside her sister at Grout's silk factory in the town. Originally making silk knickers, the pair soon began making parachutes for the war effort. She had married her husband Bernard shortly before the start of the Second World War. Together they had two children. Mr. Baldock died 20 years ago, and following his death, Mrs. Baldock moved from Acle to Mary Chapman Care Home. Madge's daughter, Jenny Belding, is a long-time volunteer with Chatterbox, and we all enjoyed hearing about the plans for the special birthday celebrations. It made wallet opening a lot more exciting.
A Norfolk parachutist is living the high life as part of the elite RAF Falcons team, which performs displays across Europe every summer. Michael Reeve, 30, has been part of the 13-strong team for 2 years, who jumped from aircraft using coloured smoke. Mr. Reeve, the officer commander for the 2023 season, grew up in Hevingham and Aylsham and attended Aylsham High School and Reefham College. He then did a BSc in Sports Science at Anglia Ruskin University and a PGCE at the University of East Anglia, going on to teach PE at City Academy, Norwich. He joined the RAF in 2017, initially as a training officer, before being selected for the Falcons. Mr. Reeve lives in Norwich, but he barely goes home during the summer season, which runs from April to October with up to 70 shows across Europe.